At the end of the event, Jules regarded the researchers as the unsung heroes of hepatitis treatment, but I found out what had attracted him to the event in the first place.
For more awareness about hepatitis C and to see what goes on the other side, which I found very interesting, because I think the research people are sort of the unsung heroes, shall we say.
And you actually suffer from hepatitis C. How long have you been suffering?
25 years. 26 years. Not really sure.
And in that time, as we've seen today, there have been some huge advances, but still relatively little is known. It's great that we have opportunities like this. Do you think more people should find out about the clinical research and the pure science behind it?
I think so, yeah, because then people aren't so scared of what's going down, because a lot of people are ignorant, shall we say, about hepatitis C and the causes and the facts, and people think you can catch it by holding hands with somebody who's got it, but that's not the case. And this sort of thing brings awareness from both sides.
And obviously it's very much in your interest as well as in the public's interest that we find new treatments and new cures.
Oh, yeah. Well, without a cure, I'd be dead. If you get it, you don't get treated. Somewhere along the line, you're going to die, and that's as easy as.
So how have you been treated for hepatitis?
I've had liver biopsies. I've had the early stage interferon when it was first under development. I had to give myself 3 injections a week, and loads of tablets, and that wasn't very nice. That failed. Then a few years later, I took a second course of interferon for 18 months, which was pegylated, so that meant I had to give 1 injection a week. That wasn't quite so bad, but still not pleasant. And I've got 20 weeks left now of my third course of interferon. So far, so good, but you can have nothing in your body, and then all of a sudden the treatment stops and it's back, and then they'll give you something else. But you just got to keep trying and trying. It's just, you've got to be a pretty clean liver, try and keep yourself focused. That's all you can do, isn't it?
And it's also very important that people get tested. As you said, there's a lot of stigma. There's even stigma about having a test.
Well, if they've ever had tattoos, shared a needle, anything like that, you should have a test, because you'd never know. You could be walking around thinking you're happy as Barry, sound as a pound, but unbeknownst to you, you've got this virus inside your body that won't really do anything for 10, 15, 20 years, and then it'll hit you like a ton of bricks.
And in that time, not only are you becoming more ill, but also you're quite likely to be passing it on.
Well, this is the one. If you're aware yourself, say you're in a perhaps an intravenous drug-taking clique, and you've got it, all your friends will have it, and nobody will know. It's just an ignorance thing, isn't it?
Do you think the fear of the treatment and its side effects is something that keeps people from being tested?
Perhaps, but I don't think people realise about the treatments. I think the initial stages, a liver biopsy, that sounds very scary to a lot of people, you know. So they won't even go there. But once you've had the liver biopsy, that's the easy bit, shall we say. The rest, the treatment's not pleasant, but, you know, you've just got to grin and bear it. Because, like I say, it's either take it or don't take it, live or die. So where'd you go?
So what do you think is going to be the future, both from your perspective as someone looking for ways to control and treat hepatitis, but also what do you think, based on what you've seen today, is likely to be the next step?
Well, I think the next step's going to be amazing. The technology's coming on in leaps and bounds. The research is, they're getting there. What I've seen today has shown to me that they're making massive leaps and advances in the discovery of this virus, you know, and how to combat it, which is, it's very tricky. It's a cuckoo in the nest, isn't it? You know what I mean?
And that cuckoo in the nest may yet be flushed out. That's all we have for this special podcast from World Hepatitis Day at Birmingham University. If you want to know more about hepatitis, then please visit the World Hepatitis Day website at ami12.org. If you want to know more about the Hepatitis C Trust, visit them at hepctrust.org. This podcast was supported by the Medical Research Council, the Hep C Trust, and Birmingham University, and was produced by me, Ben Valsler, from thenakedscientists.com. We hope to see you at World Hepatitis Day 2010.